Peter Cole of Macomb is chopping organic vegetables on a cutting board as he prepares to make a stir fry.
Starting to cry. Got some good onion.
Cole is working on a countertop right next to the stove in a corner of his small kitchen. He has long, curly red hair with a goatee. He's thin and a vegetarian who buys organic food whenever he can. Of course, not all vegetarians buy organic. Cole says there are several reasons why he does.
First of all, that it is better for me, right? And so I'm not putting all sorts of chemicals or pesticides into my body. I think organic products taste a lot better, and I think they're healthier.
Cole is not surprised that larger stores are now starting to jump onto the organics bandwagon.
They see that they can make money on it.
It's easy to see why they think money can be made from it. National statistics show the market for organic foods growing at a rate of 20% or more each year. Bruce Black of Macomb's Hy-Vee store says consumers are making what used to be a specialty item into something mainstream.
Organic in general is really picking up. It has in all the departments, not only in the dairy, but in the produce and in the general grocery areas. We have hundreds of products available, and we get more every day, it seems.
Black spoke at the annual field day held at Western Illinois University's Organic Farm. The day's steady rain and the field's thick mud did not deter dozens of farmers, buyers, and researchers, including Brad Billhorn, who lives near Bellflower in Eastern Illinois.
I think the morality of organic farming is superior to any other system. If you care about the environment, I don't see how you can possibly be a conventional farmer. It just doesn't work. Organic is the only open door to really sustainable agriculture in a way that is non-destructive.
Billhorn has been growing organic wheat, soybeans, and alfalfa for a couple of years. He has not used commercial pesticides or fertilizer during that time. Those practices are generally considered part of what makes something organic. However, that list is not set in stone. It partly depends on federal regulations and on which organic certifying agency the grower deals with.
The United States Department of Agriculture has gotten involved in organics, which is a terrible thing. They have basically lowered the organic standards, the requirements for being certified organic.
Billhorn believes as demand grows, there will be pressure to further ease the requirements and make more produce eligible. He thinks that could lower the quality. Billhorn is also worried about what the mainstreaming of organics might do to prices.
The concern with a lot of organic people is that if a big player like Walmart gets into organic and they get enough control of demand, they could actually drive retail prices way down, and Walmart is well known for that.
However, others, such as Floyd Johnson, think it is not a bad thing for large corporations to move into the organic markets.
In our area, Walmart's is about the only place I can buy organic food. We're in a rural area, and so it's kind of a good thing in some ways, although it's an industrial organic model.
Johnson works with Midwest Organics, which is a growers' cooperative. He's working with producers to help them become certified and to find markets. Johnson says having the produce in large supermarkets helps raise awareness and could get more people interested. He says one of the biggest problems organic growers face is finding a market. He says local farmers' markets can only absorb so much, and few growers can take the time to truck their crop to a major city to sell it. Johnson says this means a slow growth in the availability of organic foods, one which might yet be outstripped by demand as the idea of eating organically catches on. The idea has already caught on with Peter Cole, and in fact, he believes in more than organics. He also believes in buying from local producers.
It's fresher, and so therefore it tastes better. It probably also is contributing to my local economy instead of to a larger economy.
Like organics, the idea of buying from local producers is gaining some popularity. We'll have more on that during part two of our series on the mainstreaming of the backyard garden. I'm Don Johnson.